We the people. Not me, Jose thought. We. Everyone deserved a hot meal. Not just the few, but the many. No era solo un viaje. It wasn't just a trip. It was an invitation from a friend to help. There was an earthquake in Haiti. Destruction was everywhere. How could Jose Andres help? How could he not? People were hungry. There was much to be done. Jose listened. He followed the recipes. Hot meals of rice and pureed beans prepared just right. The smiles on the faces. The smell of rice and beans. The spirit of the people. The taste of pride stayed with Jose when he returned to the United States. Jose still wanted to do more. He shared his dream to give it life. It was a big idea, but to Jose and his family, it was full of possibility. Like his recipes, it was an opportunity to transform. No one should ever go hungry. I want to help feed the world. He gave his dream a name. World's Central Kitchen. When Jose first saw the American flag, he also thought of possibilities. The stars reminded him of the feeling he had when he looked up at the night sky. Dream as big as you want, they seemed to say. And so Jose decided to add his dream to the stars. No sería solo un sueño. It wouldn't be just a dream for long. It wasn't just a hurricane. Huracán María struck the island of Puerto Rico with a forceful blow beyond Jose's imagination. When Jose saw it with his own eyes, his heart broke at the sight. Homes destroyed, roads flooded, no electricity, the country was in the dark, and people were hungry. Who is in charge of feeding the people? Jose asked. But Jose couldn't wait for an answer. There was only one thing to do. Let's get cooking. A cocinar. Vamos a cocinar.